Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, a wise man once told his wife nothing because he was a wise man.
Man, he was a wise man.
Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
You know, I just love Craigslist for their horse sale ads. Listen, you can't write this kind of humor.
Oh, okay? Let's have a sample.
All right. This ad was recently posted in a Kentucky area Horses for Sale Facebook group.
Okay.
All right. This pony obviously made quite an impression. Pony available at your own risk. Meet Presley, a.k.a. Satan.
Satan!
Got the first name, earned the second name. American Mutt Pony, a.k.a. Welsh Quarter Horse Cross, three-year-old gelding, still thinks he's a stud. Gelded 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
13 hands of fireball. He isn't broke to ride, and most days barely broke to lead, if you can even catch him.
I've had this horse.
He ran the streets of Girard County for about 6 months before animal control could even catch him. He does rear back and kick a little bit, even bite on occasion, especially if you try to touch him. You can pick up his feet if you have a death wish.
All right, I like it.
He would excel as a bronc prospect for little cowboys, or maybe to be good at just being a lawnmower.
A lawnmower, yeah, okay, yeah.
If you don't value your life, a trail or show pony. His drug of choice is Ace.
He likes Ace.
Yeah. He also likes eating you out of house and home and getting fat on air.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
But he does have some okay things about him. He has that gorgeous color everyone pays for. He respects fences. He gets along great with other horses, especially mares.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He is cute as a button. He will remind you to pay your health insurance on time. He loads in a trailer great if you can catch him. Or screw it, just run him in and he loads right up. He loves horse treats and will take them with or without chunks of your hand.
With or without, all right.
He has had a saddle on once after a whole tube of Ace. and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, mostly mine. He is a beautiful mover. While trying to catch him, you will see all those movements.
What an athlete.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're looking for your next $1 million Mustang project, he is your man. $200 firm. So the canners and meat buyers will stay away.
Yeah.
We'll sell on a no buyback contract.
Once he leaves the property, he's yours.
Yeah. Come on, all you professional horse trainers. You could build you a resume that will get you a TV show if he doesn't put you in the ground trying. So if you are up for a challenge, PM me.
You PM.
Yeah. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to show the world you're as crazy as people think you are.
This person is clever.
He is. Free bottle of tequila with each purchase. You will need it.
Yes, you will.
Only very experienced, need apply, God bless.
He's still got the horse.
Yeah. No, I did. I read that somebody bought them and created a Facebook page to keep everybody posted
on how it went.
I got to see that.
Oh, we got to get on there.
Got a great show. Red Steagall's riding along with us. Randy Reiman has some poetry. We have Wiley in the Wild West, Ian Tyson, Joe Merrick. Let's start with Tom Russell, shall we? Yeah, buddy. Here we go. Tonight we ride.
Pancho Villa crossed the border in the year of Ot 16. The people of Columbus still hear him riding through their dreams. He killed 17 civilians, you could hear the women scream. Blackjack Pershing on a dancing horse was waiting in the wings. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. We'll skin old Pancho Villa, make shafts out of his hide. Shoot his horse, Siete Leguas, and his 27 brides. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. We rode for 3 long years till Black Jack Pershing called it quits. When Jackie wasn't looking, I stole his fine spade bit. It was tied upon his stallion, so I rode away on it to the wild Chihuahuan desert, so dry you couldn't spit. Tonight we ride, you bastards dare. We'll kill the wild Apache for the bounty on his hair. Then we'll ride into Durango, climb up the whorehouse stairs. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. Too damn old to sit a horse, I'll steal the warden's car. Break my ass out of this prison, leave my teeth there in a jar. You don't need no teeth for kissing gals or smoking cheap cigars. I'll sleep with one eye open, neath God's celestial stars. Tonight we rock, tonight we roll. We'll rob the Juarez liquor store for the Ray Posada gold. And if we drink ourselves to death, ain't that the cowboy way to go? Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. Tonight we fly, we're heading west toward the mountains and the ocean where the eagle makes his nest. If our bones bleach on the desert, we'll consider we are blessed. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. Guitar. Tonight we ride. Tonight we ride.
Oh yeah, buddy, tonight we ride.
Tonight we
there
ride.
We go. Whew. Great way to start out Clear Out West Radio Show. And welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. This show is a long time overdue.
I'm here to tell
you. Yeah. Big Brother Jim said, horses, why?
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
Well, we're going to tell you why on certain breeds.
Right.
And maybe in general as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can.
And we have the microphones.
That's why I'm saying horses. Why?
Why?
Because I can.
Because I can.
Because I can buy a horse. Yeah.
Well, why not?
Why?
The question should be, why not?
Horses. Why not?
Yeah.
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 Like that famous poem,
mm-hmm.
free verse poem.
Free verse, yeah. Yeah.
Written, yeah,
mm-hmm.
right.
An author unknown,
author
I guess.
Unknown, yeah, titled Miniature Horses.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Why?
Why?
Thank you. Yeah, true story.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
Don't do that. We'll be here all week.
That's right.
That's right. All right, here we go. So, miniature horses.
Yeah.
I understand why.
I do, too.
I do,
yeah.
too. All
yeah.
right. All right, so.
Well, one of the reasons that was very apparent.
Yeah.
as to miniature horses. Sure. Why?
Yeah.
Was when we were in Calgary.
Right.
Right?
Oh, man, yes. My favorite.
Okay, we've got the chuck wagon races.
Yes.
The big chuck wagon.
Out in the big arena and that's the big right. horse track.
We've
yeah.
got these hot-blooded thoroughbred yep. racing man. Horses. And when there's a wreck,
yeah,
people oh, die.
People die and horses die.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have miniature chuck wagon races.
So we went over to the Saddle Dome.
Yeah.
Okay. Indoor yeah. indoor arena where they play hockey.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they had the mini chucks set mini up in there. Chucks. What was the height limit? 40 inches?
Something like I that. Think 40 it was or 42 40, or
42
something.
Inches. Yeah. yeah height in. Limit.
Yeah.
And they were running the mini chucks.
And these horses do not know their minis.
Had no clue.
Not a clue.
They thought they were thoroughbreds out on the big track.
That's right.
When they'd make those turns around the barrels, I swear their bellies were about 3 or 4 inches off the ground.
Oh, man, they just scratching,
they were turning,
man.
They were scratching, and they were blinking and getting, man.
Yes, they were.
They were just, oh, my
Well,
God.
And as soon as that horn blows, man, they're rare. Boom. Now, man. Boom, they hit them tugs.
And when there's a wreck, everybody runs out. Out into the arena, picks whoa, the horses whoa, up, whoa, whoa. Stands them back up on their feet.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and we saw a couple chuck wagons tip over.
And then they'd just run out, and they just tip the chuck back up. And
well,
then,
and there were seasoned drivers.
They were, you know? Oh, just outstanding.
It was just a outstanding. Blast. And that's when Tina says, I got to have some.
And you have.
I do. But
and since then.
We haven't used them.
No, no.
We haven't got
we
a
haven't
team
together.
We haven't
done the mini check thing, have you?
Not
oh, my
yet.
Gosh. But honestly, miniature horses were bred to get into places where regular size horses couldn't.
Shetlands, all right.
All right.
Let's go there.
Pulling ore carts.
That's right.
In a mine. Things like that. That's
And they are built for it. I mean, look at them.
Yeah.
They got heavy bones, and they got broad shoulders.
And they're short and squatty.
And short and squatty and can pull a
Yes,
ton.
They can. We're going to talk some more about this, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial. And when we come back, Joe Merrick's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.